So, Jimmy,
Yes.
I see that No Shave November started a little early for you.
It started back in July.
It's looking a little rough these
It's a little
days.
rough. You know, the other day I was scratching myself on my chin. On my
Let's
chin.
put
Let's
context
reiterate.
into there.
And I scratched kind of like up, and I don't know what happened, but my hair, my beard hair, whipped my like ear and it hurt. And it stung a little bit. And so I'm like, you know what? It's got to get a little
Whole
crimped.
hair whip burns
Yes.
there.
And this side, my right side, is thicker than the left side, but the left side has more length to it.
Need to get that thing under control. It's
Yeah,
wild.
it is
It's
wild.
getting wild out
It's getting
there.
wild. Like, I feel like my sideburns are like creeping in my ears. And I don't know where stuff begins or stuff ends.
What's really scary right now, you guys, is he's wearing a flannel shirt
With
with it,
boots.
with
My
boots.
denim jacket that I had rocking, like, oh, it's lumberjack
Well,
season.
because it's finally getting cold in Houston.
Yeah, and
I mean,
I
it's
want to be nice
dipped
and
below
toasty.
107, so it's jackets and boots and
Exactly. As soon as you hit
all
like
the good
90
things.
degrees, you know, you can start layering up.
Yeah.
That's Houston for you.
Gotta take that jacket with you once we
So it's
go under
pretty
90.
cold here in Houston right now. We're at what, 60 degrees,
We
and we're
are.
all bundled up, wearing our scarves.
I think the low today was 55, the high is 60.
That's pretty frigid.
That's really cold
That's
here.
really cold. Need to turn on
Like,
the heater.
I went outside this morning and
Yeah.
was like, ooh, I might be able to see my breath today.
Yep.
And I couldn't.
No.
I tried.
We saw that
I
rain.
tried it. I even drank some coffee and was like, nah, it didn't work. Still didn't
No.
work. Still not
No,
cold
we
enough.
usually got about 20 degrees before we get there. That's gonna be awesome. I like the cold, don't get me wrong. But
I
ever
just
since I
don't
like dropped 100
want
pounds, I like it a little less.
to. Yeah,
I used
because
to
you don't have that
love,
extra insulation in
I used to
there.
love the winter when I
Little
was
bear
350 pounds.
layers.
Yeah, bear layers, that's it.
You like that one? Bear layers.
I went out for hibernation and I came out and I never got the fat back,
I gotcha.
which is good.
So, what are you
Which is
doing
good.
this November?
So this November is a lot of different challenges. There's No Shave November, which I'm gonna go ahead and just shave because this thing is out of control. Not
Like, just
what? Well, trim it,
trim.
trim it up. That's what
Trim.
I meant. Yeah, I'm gonna bring it down to
That's
like
my scissors,
maybe,
by the way.
yeah, maybe like maybe 3/4 of an inch as opposed to like the 4 that I'm rocking right now.
I think
And
that's six.
is it 6 inches?
You're
Yeah,
probably
it's
right
about
with four,
four.
but I bet
Yeah.
if you pulled and then put a ruler,
Yeah, it's
you
about maybe
know?
five.
Yeah. It's like those kids that step on their tiptoes to pretend they're
Right, when we're
taller
in high
than
school,
they're,
yeah,
yeah.
everybody's like, no, I'm 6'4", man. And it's like, no,
Yeah.
you're 6'2".
Yeah.
Like, deal with it. But so there's that. There's the NaNoWriMo challenge.
Did you just make
I did not make
that
it up. It's an organization that provides tools to writers.
So spell that for me.
It's NaNoWriMo.
That's a lot.
And
Yeah, that's a big
so I don't
acronym
know what it
there.
means. I don't know what it stands for, but all I know is that in November, if you're a writer, you're supposed to reach 50,000 words on a new project. So I'm gonna be doing that, but I'm gonna twist mine a little bit. I'm
Okay.
already working on my project. I'm working on that book that I showed you that you
Yeah.
helped me
Yeah.
outline again the other day. This one is already halfway done.
So new
Yeah.
ideas could
Yeah.
be your.
Could be my novel, you know,
Yeah.
stuff that I haven't
Well, your
worked on.
novel
Yeah.
is
It's still a new
it's
idea.
set, but you're
Yeah.
still incorporating new ideas within.
Right. So technically,
Yes,
I'm
that
good to go.
works.
Yeah,
New
but 50,000
ideas.
words, that's going
Yeah.
to finish the book. And
Yeah.
so
Oh,
my
yeah.
goal
For
is to
that
be
one,
done. Yeah, I
definitely.
want to be
Yeah.
done by November 30th.
Okay.
And then I want to go back and edit my other book by January 5th.
How many words is that a day, roughly?
Oof, I don't even know. You're talking
30
about maybe
days, half
12,000.
September, April, June. I had to
So
do.
30,000 words for one, if you're doing 1,000 words a day, that's 30,000. And then 20 up, you got to divide up, like it's about maybe like 1,200, about 1,100. My math
That's
is
not too
horrible.
bad.
But yeah, it's not too horrible.
Just go 15 and then you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. I got
Yeah.
a good, healthy book going, and then I'll be done. And so, and then we got the 50 book challenge that
We
you
do
roped
have the
me
50
into
book challenge. That's right.
midfield. Yeah.
And a bunch of other
Yeah.
people.
You just blasted
So
us on Facebook.
I
That's what it
did.
was.
I totally did. No, on
Twitter.
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 Twitter. I didn't go to Facebook yet. I
Yeah,
might still do
yet.
that. So if you guys haven't heard, starting November 1st, we are doing a 50 book challenge. We are going to end on our last day of school
Which
for the
is
students,
May
which is May
28th.
22nd,
Oh,
actually.
dang. You
Yeah,
just cut 6 days
I
off my
did
deadline. Dude.
technically May 22nd
Bruh.
for us.
Okay.
So if you guys are interested,
So
we
that's 50
posted a lot
books
of
in
it
what,
on.
7 months? 6 months?
Yeah, it's almost exactly
50
six
books in
months.
6 months.
That's right.
Folks, that's a lot harder than it
Okay,
sounds.
but so there's some different things that go into it,
Okay.
right? Graphic novels, acceptable.
Okay.
Audiobooks, acceptable.
Okay.
What else did we discuss? You know, anything like nonfiction related to
Young
that,
adult counts.
acceptable.
What
Young
about picture
adult.
books?
Technically, I think picture books should count because we do read a lot of those and parallel them with
that's true.
Titles
if we
that we're
back
using.
To our children literature class, 50 books.
Oh, 50
kids
picture
books,
books
is no joke.
Heck, no,
my
it's
friend.
Not.
It sounds
50,
easy.
50
when you're
children's
thinking
book
that
in what 3 months?
Yeah.
Actually, I did that as a summer course, so yeah. It was less than that.
It was less than that.
You're
dude,
right.
I remember.
It's like
I
a month and a half, and yeah. I was rocking
oh,
those picture
God,
books.
Oh, my God, dude. But it was hard.
Yeah, because some picture books are 50-plus pages, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Some
in
of
case
them
you
are
guys haven't
lengthy.
Looked at them in a while.
Convoluted, complicated. They yeah. stir up crazy emotions.
That's right. And then you start thinking back to life. God,
really quick.
What you got?
Bridge to Terabithia.
We're not talking about that book.
Okay, when can we talk about it? What's up? I mean,
it's gonna take its own episode.
We're gonna do another episode.
What if in the 50 book challenge we read it again?
Okay, let's do it. I'm totally
yeah.
down. Let's not
and
read
then
it
we'll
around
talk
the holidays.
About, no,
though.
No, no.
Let's
that
do it
is
right and proper during spring break. Ruin
yes.
One of our days off.
Yes.
And it'll be fine.
Yeah, we can do that.
It'll be fine.
Ruin one of our days off.
So. Shelby and I are differing in philosophies here on this challenge. Because
yes, we are.
I have selected my 50 books.
Yeah, you already have your
yeah,
set.
I have about 55, actually, just for some leeway. Now, don't get me wrong. There's going to be a time where I'm going to pick up a book. I'm not going to feel it. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to get something else.
Yeah.
Or something might come out. A librarian might recommend something. Shelby might recommend it to me, / aka force it on me.
Make you read yeah. it like I do.
And that'll shove another book out.
I like that I make you read stuff, and then you hand stuff to me, and I'm like, I don't want to read that.
Yeah, you're like, nah.
No, that's not what I want to read right now.
So I actually have my list. And
oh, you do have your list. Hold on. Hold up. See, look, guys, he's already sent me his list, pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
I haven't even picked my first book yet.
I'm not going to go over all of them, but I just want to go over some of the more notable ones that I'm really excited to read.
Yeah, but see, I just want mine to be natural. And
organic?
It's organic.
She wants to fly off the seat of her pants, folks. That's exactly what it is.
It's because I don't want to be held to...
She doesn't want to be held
like
rules.
Like if something new comes out that I really want to read. I actually, you know what? I have already picked my first book.
Okay, there you go.
I have. I know what it is
right
now.
What is it? Go.
The Toll by Neil Schusterman. Because I've been waiting. But technically, I'm probably going to have to read something else before that. But that will be one of my first
okay,
ones.
Well, there you go. So I have three categories.
Okay.
There's nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's fiction. Now, fiction, I'm kind of relating. I'm bringing in graphic novels into that one.
Okay.
Because they are fiction, even though they're considered nonfiction.
Yes, and there's fiction aspects. However, there's some that
but
have.
The nonfiction I'm leaving to what do you call it? Strictly informational kind of text.
Okay.
Biographies, you know, not how to's. No self helps are included in
are
these.
You going to reread anything?
Because
we didn't talk about that. Does this have to be all new books? Or can we reread something from the past that maybe we haven't touched?
Personally,
like we talked Bridge
of Terabithia.
Yeah.
I would say okay. But like for my list, a bulk of it, if I could limit 5 books to things that I've read already, that would be fine. The bulk of it's going to be things that are brand new.
What about something I've just flipped through but haven't read?
That counts.
Okay, good.
Totally.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I got one of those
on
here myself.
We have plenty of those that like we quickly looked through. Mm-hmm. To recommend to a kid, you know, because it's something we've been interested in, but I haven't had a chance to sit down and read
that.
Like
that works.
Paper Girls.
Right.
I haven't had the chance to sit down and read Paper Girls.
So
I've flipped
one?
Through it multiple times.
Gone Girl? What was it? Girl Interrupted.
Yeah.
Gone Girl.
I have Girl Interrupted held too.
You haven't read it?
No. Well,
oh my God.
Okay.
So you flipped through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, if you haven't read Girl Interrupted, you really got to go read that book. Okay, so from a feminist standpoint, yes, I see the importance of it. I see the value of it. But just from the perspective of, you know, viewing mental health in a different light, I'm going to be honest with you. Of course, like anybody before they read on the subject, I was really ignorant with the state of what mental health issues were, mental disease, mental health illnesses and things like that. It's a disease.
Yeah.
And it's something that isn't necessarily can be fixed. Or rather should be, but something that can be treated because genuinely, you know, this is like a chemical imbalance thing. These are things of nature that, you know, affect us. And that book made me view it in a different light.
Gotcha.
So I would definitely recommend that. That's got to be one of your second ones.
Yeah, it'll probably be challenge. Up there. And what's interesting is
I'll reread that book with you.
Since we started discussing this challenge and I stopped and was like, yeah, let's do this. I've thought back to a lot of those books. And that was one of them that I thought back to. Like.
Right.
Let me think.
You need
know,
to read
it's,
that one, Shelby.
So that it's was good. One. There was I'd kind of written down a quick list.
I have a quick
so
story
I
about
did sort of do a list,
yeah.
Just like books that I would
it's
maybe take
like
the
guideline.
Time this time.
Yeah,
because you know definitely. How I am. I have like 50,000 books, and Sometimes I don't touch any of them and I go back to the bookstore and buy something else.
That's true.
It's a really bad problem, you guys.
That's a librarian problem and book lover problem.
It is.
And just love to read problem.
Like, I have a whole stack next to, you know.
I have a stack of 50 books on my desk now that I got to read.
That's true. You do.
But Girl Interrupted, though, actually, I read it when the Deathly Hallows came out. And it was, I was at Borders, when we still had a Borders over there in Meyerland area. And I was waiting around for my book. And I wanted to
pick something because it's quick. Yeah. It's short. I know
Girl
it's short.
Interrupted. I plowed through all of Girl Interrupted that night.
As you were waiting for Deathly Hallows?
For the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I'm going to run through a couple of
Harry Potter.
A few
Should
books.
I reread the whole Harry Potter series during this?
No.
But I love Harry
Okay, Harry Potter's awesome, but dude, come on. That's seven books. That's cheap.
You're right, that is. But yeah.
You can read one.
You know how many times I've read that series?
You can read your favorite
That's
one.
Why I shouldn't read it again, because I've read it so many times.
Yeah, you already know what's going to happen.
All
you already
know
the details. Anyways, one book that I kind of leafed through was The Trick Mirror by Gia Tolentino. I read the first couple of essays on that. I'm going to go back and finish it.
So are you doing collections of essays as well?
Yeah.
Poetry? I think I'm going to add some poetry in there.
I'm going to add some poetry. Yeah. Not many, but some. Permanent Record by our boy Edward Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Got to read that. The Apollo Chronicles. That's the Apollo 13. Not the Apollo 13. The Apollo series. Like, you know, when we went up to space and on the moon.
Yes, in the general.
Yeah, but like kind of what happened, how we got there.
Okay. The good, the bad, the ugly of it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Undaunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose. That is about the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to read that sucker. The library book, which is a history kind of the library.
You have to read that book, by the way.
One of them's called Vietnam. It's a history book. And Mexico, a biography of power. Obviously, I'm Mexican and Vietnamese. I want to study up on that.
Have you read Texas by Michener yet?
No. Okay. See, now I got to add that to my
list.
So you see, folks, this isn't set in stone. It's going to change. I also got...
it's another one. It's longer. You know, you're getting...
Yeah.
But it's good.
Bang for your buck.
Because I know you and I are kind of history people, and we like especially history that involves our past.
Yeah, and Texas is our
past. Yeah, Texas, Mexico, all of it.
Interesting story. We talked about this earlier.
We did.
Apparently, Shelby and I were foes at one point through our ancestors.
Yes.
I had an ancestor who was on the Alamo side of that fight with the Mexican army, and you had a relative on the Alamo side with the Texans.
Yes, per family history.
Yeah.
And you know, we never know what those things sometimes.
Right. Sometimes it's overly exaggerated.
I got to go and like
maybe my
scrub the, what is it that do the chalking of the tombstones?
Yeah.
Oops, I just dropped my pen because I started laughing so hard.
But that's pretty cool though.
Per family history.
Yeah. Mm. So eventually me and Shelby will fight. It'll be glorious.
We'll battle. Nerf gun battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like recreate through Nerf gun battle.
I'll bring like 100 guys over and you can just lock yourself in the library
and
we'll try to take it.
Hold the fort.
That's going to be awesome. And then for the rest, kind of like narrowing out my nonfiction one, I got A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mercy by Bryan Stevenson. Stephen King on Writing. And 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. And that's over the Tokyo air raids, the Doolittle raids.
Yep.
And then United States of Distraction. I tweeted about that one.
You did. I do
that's
remember seeing that
tweet.
That's
about how the media is kind of like pretty much bought in our country, and it is.
Yeah, I did.
And
I do remember you tweeting about that one.
So, and then really quick, just I can't go into two of them because I don't really know a whole lot of some of these. I'm going to rattle off some fiction titles. Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James. The Testaments by Margaret Atwood.
Yep.
That's the sequel to Handmaid's Tale.
Yep. I can't add that one. I've already done that one. I already read it.
Okay.
But we're not talking about that because you haven't started it yet.
Yeah.
So we can't discuss that right
now.
I'm
reading another Margaret Atwood book, The Heart Goes Last.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Reinhardt's Garden by Mark Haber. I think I pronounced your name wrong, Mark. I'm sorry. But he is the manager at Brazzle's
Bookstore.
And I'm going to reread Hamlet.
You're going to reread Hamlet?
Reread Hamlet.
Really?
Yes. Hamlet is great.
Man.
Yeah, really quick. So I used to do my theater company, you know.
Yeah.
I never got to direct Hamlet. I'm not going to lie to you. It's stuck
that's
with me.
That's the one that's holding on.
It's messing with me. I have the perfect Ophelia. I have the perfect Hamlet already in mind. I just need to step to it. But I'm kind of contemplating going back and doing it. But well, that's another podcast.
That's got to be in the future because that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got The Book of Unknown Americans, Christina Henriquez. Murakami's After Dark, Christopher Moore's Noir. That's a funny, you know, just cheesy book. I'm looking forward to that. An Absolutely Remarkable Thing by Hank Green. Funny Girl by Nick Hornby. Nick Hornby is hilarious.
Yep.
If you haven't read his stuff, It's good. And then a couple of Spanish books. Let's see. Alejandra Pizarnik, her book of poetry. And Obras. I can't read the author's name because it's blurry.
Yep, I told
and
you.
I'm sorry. You were right, and I didn't listen.
Like, I told you so.
But those are just a few. There's a whole bunch more in there, but those are the ones I'm really kind of excited about now.
Yeah.
So what about you, though? I mean, what kind of titles?
We've already talked about this. I have
you
no
have
idea.
No.
No, and it's not because I just want the chance to... I mean, we talked about a couple that I might... go through. Mm-hmm. And it's because I don't want to feel like I am handcuffed to a certain list.
Okay, so there's another book I didn't mention. Mm-hmm. It's the Oxford Illustrated History of Witchcraft and Magic.
Are you going to do that one too?
I'm reading that one.
Right now?
Yeah. I'm going to add it to that. That's for research purposes, but I'm going to pass it along to you because I think it's pertinent to the book that I'm writing right now and I want you to
understand.
A little bit of it. Yeah, don't roll your eyes at me, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. Right,
you were
totally
doing that during
kidding.
That Astros game last night.
I was.
Sorry.
Texting me stuff about the Astros. By the way, guys, in case you don't know, I'm a huge Houston sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy
I support the Rockets.
Likes the Rockets, and pretty much you pay attention to no other sports
mm-hmm.
at all.
Yeah, and the thing about me is that I pay just enough attention to make fun of these other teams.
Yeah, he does.
And I didn't make fun, however, this last one because when they were up 8, I wanted to send off some dank memes about, you know, your precious Astros.
That's
but
right.
When they hit 11, I kind of
just
backed
off. And then it hit 12.
And, yeah.
And then he felt bad and he was like, I couldn't do that to you. I knew you were hurting.
I sent out some
I was
feelers.
Hurting.
I was like, are you okay? Are you doing well?
The old SOS.
Yeah. It was bad. But, hey, you know what? They might do it tonight.
We're going to hold on to
it's
the
fate. It's not over till it's over.
My
you're not swept till you're
other
swept.
Houston Astro lovers will understand that.
It's going to be fantastic.
Holding on.
You're going to do it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
See,
we got
what kind
this.
Of name is the Nationals anyways? I've been calling them the Citizens.
Why do you think they're called the Nationals? Where are they located, Jimmy?
Yeah, that doesn't make
Washington,
okay,
D.C.
Okay, so where is Houston located? Yet we still have the Texans.
Yeah.
That's a stupid name.
Yeah, true. True statement.
What are we going to do when we make a global team to fight under other, you know, other worlds when we have sports leagues in the galaxy?
You mean like how they keep sending the NFL all right, over to
we're the
to
Earth
London?
Humans.
The Earth Humans.
Woo!
You're talking like full on.
Homo sapiens, baby. We're
battling Mars this week.
Yeah, no, dude.
We won't be alive for that. Come on, doesn't matter.
Don't say that.
We're the
I'm
Homo
holding
sapiens.
Out for the cyborgs' bodies, man. It's my dream, guys, to one day implant my mind along with all of my memories and hopefully what constitutes a soul into a cybernetic body so I can live forever.
Good to know.
I want to be on that last ship leaving Earth when that sun implodes.
I'm sorry, that just cracked me up.
Yeah.
We were talking about Minority Report earlier today.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
I loved it. Yeah. See, we were born too early.
I know.
Too early. We got phones that spy on us, but that's about it. If Amazon, if you're listening, I'm running low on Tide.
Yeah, Jimmy needs some Tide. I was in a classroom the other day with a teacher, and they were like, they were telling their kids, you know, about that whole thing. They're like, say adult diapers in your phone like 4 times and see what happens. I was like, oh, yuck.
Yep. One time
imagine getting all those ads, and you're like, you know, 15 years old. Oh, it's great.
You can mess with your phone so that you can be like cheese,
I
apples,
need Kraft
honey,
macaroni and cheese.
Oil,
honey.
Synthetic tires, and then just like, keep going.
And just like random things that
random
are
things.
Yeah.
Stay in the theme for like 3 or 4 words and then just keep rocking that out. You know, so where eventually, you know, you're like gain. Coke.
See, now I'm going to have to go make my
Pepsi.
List because that's all I'm thinking about now.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do your list, Shelby.
What day is it? Today is October 20th. All right, I can 5th. Do this.
Oh, man. Really quick. New Call of Duty Modern Warfare remake launched today, guys. It's going to go down. That
you're
might
not even
hinder.
At home right now. We're not even halfway through the. Well,
oh,
we're almost.
God.
It's almost.
Dude, I'm
time
leaving
now.
At 2.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
All right.
Really quick. Screw it. I'm going to say it. We ducked out of a PD session right now.
Well, we got excited because she was talking about books, and then I started talking to you
we had to.
About the November challenge.
So the book talks they were doing really.
So we're podcasting
about
books because she got us thinking about
yes,
this.
Yes, exactly.
And I was like, oh, we should be podcasting right now about our November challenge. And Jimmy's like,
let's
you're
do
right.
It.
And we need to talk about some of those books.
So we're going to go back. We're going to be good librarians.
Yeah. All right. And peace out, world.
To be fair, I mean, I'm Jimmy Mai.
I'm Shelby Slay.
This is Behind the Circulation Desk.
Bye.